Blog Talk Radio.
You guys are live.
My country is...
Hey, guys.
Me and my family.
What's up?
Country's
we'll
awesome.
Be live in Where? 4 minutes. In 4 minutes,
Governor,
we'll be live. Just
landlord.
Stay put. I got you guys live. We got a bunch of people in the chat room tonight. I don't know why, but...
This is the revolution we're
there.
Having here.
Revolution? Revolution, please don't try to tell me about revolution. I know all about the revolutions and how they start. The people that read the books, they go to the people that don't read the books. They put people and say, ho, ho, the time has come to have a change. Shit, shush. I know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the revolutions.
The people who read the books, or the people who can't read the books, the poor people and say, we have to have a change, so the poor people make the change, huh?
And then the people who read the books, they all sit around the big polished tables, and they talk and talk and talk and eat and eat and eat. Huh? But what has happened to the poor people? They're dead. That's your revolution.
So please, don't tell me about revolutions.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not point fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Gibson here on Friday night NFL sports. Okay, I was going to call the show Monday Morning Quarterback, but I heard that was copyrighted. I got to check into that because that was my original show title, but somebody told me I couldn't use that. Monday Morning Quarterback is a good show title. But anyway, I've got Steven here. I've got Jeremy here. That's my crew for tonight. That's my crew. And we got a couple people on the phone line tonight, so you just listen. And if you got something you want to add on, go ahead, you can. But if not, but we're going to do our picks like we have been. And I know, I think I see a couple people that actually they're in the Super Bowl winnings. You guys, I'm going over the list here. I'm going to tell you right now, New England, a lot of people pick New England. and Green Bay to be there. A lot of people picked Atlanta and New England to do a repeat. Some people picked the Raiders and New England to be there. A lot of people picked New England. You know, if New England gets knocked out of the box this year, I'm going to tell you right now, no one's going to win that $500. That's the way it's looking right now. But we got a bunch of people in the chat room. That's great. But anyway, last week, $25 co-host bet. I'm sure you guys already know I won, okay? I beat you guys badly. I had 10 picks right. 10.
Wow.
And Jeremy had eight. Jeremy had eight. And Steven had eight himself. So, guys, I whooped your butt last week. Oh, yeah. And you know what did it to me is Dallas. Dallas was one of them. And the Redskins game. That's what killed Steven. The Redskins game.
The Redskins won. The Redskins won. They beat Oakland.
Wait a second.
Washington beat Oakland.
Let's get to the scores. Oh, I'm talking about the week before. Hang on. Hang on here. No, but we know
they
Dallas
beat the Rams
won
the week
this
before.
No, hang on. Let me get to this week, of course. Hang on. I got them right here. Hang on. Be patient. No, the Cowboys game where you guys went against me on the Cowboys. Jeremy went with me on the Cowboys, actually. Steven went against me on the Cowboys. Cowboys won. So I got one up on you right there, okay? And then the Jaguars game, that was played in London. And I think that's where we screwed up. I could get the specifics here later on in the show. Let me get my notes here. Because I document everything. I got it all written down. So, and you guys should keep track, too. Where's Neil this week? Neil hung in there for 2 weeks, and now what happened? Where is he? He disappeared on us? Cowboys at the Cards.
I do not know.
All right, hang on, guys. Cowboys at the Cards, I won that one. Hang on here.
We know you won.
Hang on. I want to get to the Redskins game here. I'm looking over my list here. Redskins versus the Raiders. Okay.
They beat the Raiders.
Raiders at the Redskins. Was that a win? Did the Raiders?
Yes,
Washington
won like it wasn't even close, like 27-10 or something.
Oh my God! All right, then you guys got 9 wins then. Okay, so you got 9. Okay, I screwed up on that one. I still got 10, so I beat you by 1. I want to be honest here. Okay, so I still beat you by 1. Okay, all right, I'll change that on my stat sheet. Okay, I thought the Redskins lost that. Okay, all right, I'm wrong.
Joe, do we
they
need
won,
to
trust
out?
Me, they did.
All right. If that's what you say, I'll go back and look at the scores. But I thought the Redskins lost that. I thought they lost that one. Oh, my. All right.
No,
well,
that was
good
a Sunday
then.
Night game.
We would have had to have been paying. Well, otherwise, guess what? You would have won then. And Jeremy would have won, too. So, but that was the game that divided us right there. So, okay, so I still got 10. You guys got 9. Damn good. 9 wins.
The Redskins play the Chiefs this week.
I know. We're going to get into
Monday
that in a
night.
Minute here. And yeah, Monday night. That's right. And that's going to be the last pick we pick. And I'm going to tell you right now, well, you want to start off with that pick, we can. But I say let's save that for last. All right. You guys need to write down your picks if you can. It's very simple. All you got to do is write down your winners. I got the Saints at the Dolphins. What's up? Talk to me.
New Orleans. I'll say New Orleans.
Hang on. I got to get my stat sheet out here. Hang on. Oh, all right. You're going – all right, Steven's going with the Saints. All right, Steven's going with the Saints. Drew Brees. I know you got faith in Drew Brees. Jeremy, go ahead. Saints, what's up?
I'll tell you what, Joe. They went into Carolina, I believe, last week and whooped the pants off of them. So I'm going to go with the Saints as well.
All right, you're going with the Saints as well. And this is where we're going to divide here. I'm going with the Dolphins. They're playing in Miami. I'm going with the Dolphins. And that's right. The Panthers game divided us last week. That's where you guys screwed up on your one win. You guys
that was,
picked,
yeah,
matter
that
fact,
was it.
I got it right here. Yep, the Panthers lost last week. And I always go against Carolina. Always, always. So, because I can't stand the Panthers. I can't stand Cam Newton. That's where it was. So we just answered the question. That was the one game division right there. Okay, that divided us. That's where I got my one game edge on you guys, because you guys went with Carolina. I know that. So, okay, all right. I needed to answer that question because I was worried about that. I'm not trying to cheat anybody. Hey, all right, the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Baltimore Ravens. Talk to me. The Ravens always play tough. The Ravens always play tough now. You sure?
Steelers,
all right. Steelers, I'm writing it down. Steelers. Steven's got Steelers. I'm going to interrupt this here. I'm going with the Ravens and an upset because they are favored, the Steelers, by 3.5, actually. Because I look up the points, too, guys. So if you guys ever want to ask me what the points are, I got the points right here in front of me. So, but go ahead, Jeremy. Pittsburgh or Ravens? What's up?
I think it's going to be close, but yeah, gut says Steelers.
Steelers,
they're doing very well.
All right, Steelers, okay. All right. I don't see anyone else. Neil hasn't checked in with us. I see a couple people listening on the phone. I see a couple people listening on the phone line. Yeah, what's up?
Joe. Hey, by the way,
you did
pick the upset of the week last week. You picked the Broncos to lose, and they did.
I remember that one too. Yeah, the upset
you
of
said
the week.
That was the upset
that.
Of the week.
Yeah, and
then
nobody
believed me. And
the
Detroit Atlanta game was the game of the week, and Atlanta won that.
Oh, God, it was. Yeah, I know. And I picked Detroit
you
on come that
down
one.
To what, the last
and Detroit should have won. Am I right
I
or
agree.
Wrong, guys?
Yeah, yeah.
Detroit should have won.
Yep.
They got robbed at home, man. That was dead wrong, man. An elbow. His elbow did break the plane. I think the fix was in on that game for some reason. Maybe we'll find out at the end of the year. And we're going to talk about that at the end of the year when, you know, everything's all said and done. You know, because I'm going to tell you right now, with this kneeling down during the national anthem and crap, I almost didn't do a sports show this week. I'm sick and tired of this crap. You disrespect our flag? You disrespect this crap? I don't want to hear about the First Amendment and that crap. It's about these blacks and these Antivas and the Black Lives Matter. Didn't they learn a lesson in Charlottesville that we could rise at any time? You know, I mean, and they did. They wrote, you know, and we'll get into that on another show. But anyway, tonight's sports, so maybe we're going to get into that. Hey, tune in on Sunday night. I'm going to have my special nephew here. He's flying in from Connecticut. He's going to be my co-host on Sunday night with me live. So we'll talk about that. And we're going to talk about how blacks and whites integrate together in the military today. That's going to be interesting, man, because he just got out of the military, my nephew, Alex Turgeon, and he's going to be here. He just got out of the United States Army, and he's going to be here with me. So that's going to be interesting. And I want to contact the Ku Klux Klan. I want to get the Grand Dragon live on my show or one of the members of the Ku Klux Klan who could speak on my show, and I want to talk to them live on my show. So I just want to put that in everybody's ear, but tonight that's not what this show is about. So no. I'm getting a message right now. No, we're not talking about that right now. We're not talking about the Confederate flag. We're talking about sports. No. Tune in on Sunday. Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, get back to sports, guys. We got them. we'll wander off here. All right. The Buffalo Bills at the Atlanta Falcons. Guys, I'm going with the Bills in an upset because Atlanta is favored by 6.5. Talk to me. Steven, talk to me.
I'm going to say Atlanta. I'm going to go with the Falcons. I mean, you know, they're at
home.
So
you're saying Atlanta's going to go 4-0? Atlanta's going to go
4-0?
All right, Jeremy, your turn.
You guys know Atlanta's my Super Bowl team, so I'm going with Atlanta.
All right.
All right, Atlanta. Yeah, they are your Super Bowl team, actually. Wow. So, okay. Well, hey. They're doing pretty damn good thus far. So, all right. The Tennessee Titans against the Houston Texans. I am already going to go ahead with the Texans on this. J.J. Watt is going to sack that Mariota, whatever the hell his name is, 10 times. All right. Texans. I'm going with the Texans over the Titans. Steven, talk to me. Titans or Texans?
What's the spread on that game?
Hang on.
What's the spread?
It's 6.5. 6.5. Houston. Houston. Yep.
I'll go with the Texans.
Okay. All right. Jeremy, talk to me.
And I've been trying to pick Tennessee as much as I can, and they've been letting me down, but I'm going to stick with them again. I'll go against you guys.
All right. Hey, that's how you win, actually. There you go. And they are favored. Texans are favored by 6.5. They're playing at Houston, so that's all right. The Cincinnati Bengals, who actually showed something last week,
against the
Cleveland Browns. They're playing at Cleveland. Cincinnati's favored by 2. 2.5, actually. Excuse me, 2.5. So that means Cleveland only has to cover a field goal and they'll win. And Vegas. But we're doing head-to-head. So I'm going with Cincy at Cleveland. I'm going with the Bengals. Talk to me, Steven.
Boy, that is a toss-up.
It is.
I guess I'll go with the Browns.
All right. You're breaking them. All right. Jeremy, Browns or Cincy? Come on.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Mr. Steven on this one. Even though Cincy just scored their first touchdown last week.
They did.
You saw that, right?
And Palmer does have talent. He does have talent. He's got freaking AJ there, you know. I mean, come on. They can't do better than what they're doing. So I think, they scored their first touchdown. I think they're going to get into a little bit of groove, but they're not going to make the playoffs or do anything. But they're going to win some games, especially against the Browns. So how about this? How about Jacksonville Jaguars last week? 44 to what did they win by? 10 it was? Jacksonville Jaguars won big last week. Jacksonville at the Jets. Jets. And the Jets won last week. The Jets won. That's only because they were embarrassed. They really were. By Lynch there dancing on the sideline in Oakland. I got to go with the Jags on this against the Jets. What's up? Talk to Steven.
I'm
going to
go with the Jags, too. Jacksonville.
Okay. Remember, they're at the Jets, though. They're playing in New York.
I believe the Jags will.
All right, Jags, we're on the same page. All right, Jeremy, talk to me.
I'm going to do it again. I'm going against you. I'm calling the upset.
Browns.
Go with the Jets.
Jets. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Jets. All right, let me write this down. Hang on. All right. See, what I do is I enter this into the computer, and what happens is they tell me how many picks you won, how many picks he won, and whatnot. That's how I do it. But I write it down, and I type it in later. So, all right. Okay. Next game, the Los Angeles Rams at the Dallas Cowboys. Guys, you already know I'm picking the Cowboys. Come on. All right. Talk to me, Steven. Come on.
Oh, my God. What's the spread?
The spread is the Cowboys winning 8.5 over the Rams. 8.5.
Wow.
They're playing in Dallas.
I about figured that. Wow, I hate to do it, but I guess I'm going with the Cowboys.
I really hate to do it.
Whoa. I meant it to win it. I'm broke.
All right. Jeremy, talk to me, Jeremy.
I guess I'm broke.
Come on.
We broke Mr. Steven. He's but yeah, I mean, this is gonna be a wash because I'm with you guys.
You're going with the Cowboys too. All right, so we are rooting for the Cowboys. Oh my God, Steven is rooting for the Cowboys on Sunday. Oh my God.
I don't know that I'm rooting for my wedding dollar.
Oh my God. Money sold. You sold your soul for a dollar bill. Unbelievable. Oh my God. All right, the Carolina Panthers. Listen to this. The Carolina Panthers at
New England.
New England, talk to me. Come on. You know where I'm going.
I'm going with the Pats. You know my answer.
Amen.
To the Pats.
Yeah, we can't disagree on that. Jeremy, come on. Don't be silly. Come on.
I'm telling
Cam
you guys.
Newton's injured.
I've been thinking
Cam
about, I've been thinking about this
Cam Newton may not even play.
Oh. Now that's an interesting piece of information.
Yeah, he's injured. They're saying he's questionable. But he's going to – I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to lie. He's going to play, but he's questionable. So he didn't practice all week. That's what it is, you know. And you know he got benched last week. So talk to me. Come on.
Man, this is a tough one. God, I hate it. I mean, the Panthers – I mean, the Patriots are my Super Bowl team, but damn, I wanted to pick the Panthers. I guess I got to go Patriots. I got to use my brain.
Don't lose. Don't lose over pride. Hey, guys, we only got a few teams separating us right now. I'm going to tell you that right now. But maybe we could break it up right now. The Detroit Lions at the Minnesota Vikings, and Sam Bradford, who has been injured, is expected to start for Minnesota. That's a game-time decision, but I believe he'll play. So Sam Bradford, who is the Minnesota Vikings quarterback, will play most likely for Minnesota. And they're playing at Minnesota, and the Lions, after that devastating defeat last week with Atlanta at home, that's got to hurt them. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go with the Lions. I'm going to go with the Lions to come back with a vengeance. Talk to me, Steven. Talk to me.
I'm with you on that. I think the Lions.
Okay. All right, Jeremy, come on.
Yeah, fellas, I feel the same way. I mean, after last week, they got to win. I mean, they should have won that
gotta
game.
Got to win. You're right. They got to. You're right. Okay, we're all on the same page on that one. Okay, now the New York Giants, after – what happened last week with them and Odell Beckham acting like a dog, pissing on the field like a dog, lifting his leg up, you know, which is disgusting. And I'm going to tell you right now, I hope the Giants don't win another game. They're playing at Tampa Bay. I'm going with Tampa Bay on this. You know, I can't stand Odell Beckham. I can't stand him. I can't stand that freaking whatever the hell he is, you know, with his hair all dyed and his stupid goatee, you know, I mean, he makes that team look stupid. He really does. Yeah, he can catch the ball, whatever, blah, 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 you know, but, you know, he's not the team. He's not the team. And he's really screwing things up for the team with his escapades. I'm going with Tampa. All right. Talk to me, Steven. Giants or Tampa? Talk to me.
I don't know. That's a toss-up. I guess I'm going with the Bucs.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Talk to me, Jeremy. This is your chance to break away right now in the picks because we've been on the same side basically for the last four picks. Talk to me.
Oh, yeah. It's week four, so we know week three and week four are tough ones. But you know what? I am going to go against you guys, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't think the Giants will lose four in a row. I mean, they're 0-3.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I'm kind of rooting for you in a way. I want you to call it right because that's a bold pick, and that really is. You're standing out in the forefront here saying, you know, and you must know football, and you've been watching the game. So I'm going to say – that's a pretty good pick. That is, but, you know, I still got to stick with Tampa. All right, next game, the Philadelphia Eagles at the Chargers. At the Chargers. I'm gonna listen to what you guys have to say first. Steven, Eagles at the Chargers. Talk to me. NFC East.
I'm gonna go with the Chargers.
Okay. Jeremy, what do you got? Come on.
The Chargers are favored, but I think I like the Eagles.
They're favored. I believe they're favored by 4.5. I don't know. I could be wrong, but the Chargers are favored. Go ahead. I don't have that right. I'm looking for it. I don't see it. Let me type it up. Well, that'll take too long. The Chargers are favored.
Sure.
You're absolutely right. But go ahead.
I'm showing 2 on ESPN, so, not Vegas.
All right, okay. You could be right, but they are favored. Okay, that's what's important. They're favored. So what do you got, Chargers or Eagles?
But I'm going to call the upset. I'm going to say the Eagles.
Oh, wow. All right. Okay, I'm going to go with the Eagles, too. What the heck? No, I can't. I'm going with the Chargers. I'm going with the Chargers. I can't. NFC, I just screwed up. No. Even though I think I'm going to lose, I think Jeremy's right. I think he's going to get us on this one. I think he's going to gain a game on the picks on this one. This could be his week, actually, because he went against us 3 times, actually. So this might be his week if they win. All right, the 49ers at the Cardinals. Boring.
Joe, real quick, the Chargers are actually 0-3 as well. So, I mean, that it could be debated like we did on the last one, them losing 4 in a row. That's kind of
– Yeah, I know. You're right. I mean, you go 0-4, you know your season's over, right? I mean, come on. I mean, I'd like to look the stats up on that. What 0-4 team ever made it to the playoffs? Only very few. I mean, I know 0-2, they've gone to the Super Bowl 3 times. One of them was Dallas. That's why I know that. So, but anyway, all right, listen, let's get back to it. A boring game here that nobody's going to watch, the 49ers at the Arizona Cardinals. I don't even know. I'm going to toss a coin on this one. Arizona 49ers.
Cardinals.
Yeah, I agree. They got beat down by Dallas, so cards, me too. Cards for Steven. What do you got, Jeremy?
Yeah, it's a wash. They're heavily favored. Niners are 0-3, and I think they'll go 0-4 and probably 0-6.
Yeah, I think the Niners will fit. You know, we could start talking about this, too. What do you think their final record will be? I think the Niners will finish 7-9 this year, you know? So, yeah, all right, so you're going with the Cards. Okay, and maybe next week we need to go into that. What do you think these teams are going to finish at? Because, you know, when you go 0-4, 0-5, or you're 1-4, very slim, you're going to end up 10-6 at the end of the year. I mean, you got to think about it. But anyway, the Raiders at the Broncos, who lost last week, thank you. Thank you, Broncos, for losing. Because you put me ahead, and I didn't have to pay out any money last week. That's good. But the Broncos are going to the Raiders at the Broncos. Wow. Do you think the Broncos could lose 2 in a row? I want to hear you guys. Come on. Steven,
I'm
you
going
first.
With Denver. I'm going with Denver. They'll bounce back from that loss.
Yeah, you know, with Von Miller. I mean, come on. Jeremy, talk to me.
They got a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, that's true. He could flop. Go ahead, Jeremy. Talk to me. They're playing in Denver too, guys.
Denver is favored. They have an even record. But I do like that fella, that quarterback for the Raiders. So I'll pick the Raiders this week.
Raiders. Okay. This is where Steven could break away from us. This is where he could win next week because I'm picking the Raiders too, all right? At Denver for an upset. And Steven, if Steven wins this, as I'm looking at the picks right now, if he wins this, he could really break away from us because we already know there's some favorites here. We all agreed on 4-5 teams, actually. We all agreed on it. So if you look at the other teams, Steven goes against us 3 out of the other 5 teams. So if Steven wins this one, he might win that. He might win that $25. I'm telling you that right now. But we got two more picks here. The Colts at the Seahawks. Come on, is anyone going to go against the Seahawks? I'm not. Seahawks for me. Steven, talk
to me. I'm going with the Seahawks too.
Seattle. Yeah. We're all going to agree on this, guys. Come on. Jeremy, you ain't going with the Colts, are you?
No, I mean, it would be a heck of an upset. I mean, Seattle's heavily favored. It's the most favored of the week.
Exactly.
I mean, point spread.
Yeah. They are. This is the blowout game of the week, technically. What are they favored by? 10.5, I think?
ESPN.
What's the ESPN
13.
Showing?
13.
Thank you. All right, yeah. Yeah, the blowout game. Okay, we're getting to the main pick for Steven right now. The Washington Redskins at Kansas City Chiefs on Monday Night Football. We already know Steven is going for the Redskins. Am I right or wrong?
Washington all the way.
Oh, you're a fool. They're going to lose. Big. Jeremy, I don't have the odds on that game. What's KC favored by? They got to be favored by 8. 8.5, I would say, right?
It's seven. It's seven on ESPN. So Vegas
seven,
is a little different,
you.
I'm sure.
All right, seven. But by Monday, they'll be favored by 8. I know that for a fact. Okay.
That's right.
That's not from knowing football.
Yeah, totally.
I'm going with KC. Jeremy, talk to me. What are you going with?
Yeah,
going with the Redskins.
You can't just pick a team because you like them. They're your favorite team. I mean, they're bound to lose. You got to use your brain, Mr. Steven. Come on, it's the Chiefs.
So I take you going with KC, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, guys, real quick, because we got a few minutes here before I wrap up the show. What do you think about the Super this year and, you know, all this crap of sitting down? I haven't even looked at my chat room. Oh, my God, I got a ton of questions here in the chat room. Wow. Let's see here. Oh, God, this guy don't get it. Players kneeling before the flag is not a sign of disrespect. Yes, it is, buddy. Yes, it is. Bills QB can't throw. How are they going to win? See, I missed a lot of people in the chat room. I wasn't paying attention. All right, well, hey. Flycatch, where are you at, Flycatch? Joe, the NFL NBA have been hijacked by the PC crowd. What a shame that you are promoting a truly racist organization. No, Flycatch. Flycatch, get back on here. Come on. Wow, what the heck? Wow. Well, we got some people here who participated tonight in the chat room who've been listening to us make our picks. And, hey, guys, you can always call in and give me your opinion. But before we wrap up the show here, since they're gone, I wish I would have saw that when we were making our picks. I wasn't paying attention because I could have really debated these guys. But, you know, the debates go on Sundays and Thursdays. So, anyway, Sunday night I'm going to have my nephew Alex. And, Mr. Nero, you're wrong. The Bills QB can't throw. Yes, he can. I'm going to tell you right now, did you see what the Bills QB did against the Pats? That guy can throw, man. Come on. You can't deny that. I mean, for God's sake. All right. But anyway, before I let you guys go, I want your opinion first, Steven. What do you think about this disrespect in the United States flag? What do you think about this? What's your opinion on this?
I totally do not agree with it. I believe that they're getting paid. Those players are getting paid to be there. And they should show respect for the American flag, is what I think.
And that's
if a fan wants to pay his money and not stand up for the American flag, he paid his money to go in there. But those guys are getting paid by those fans and by that American flag, and I truly believe that they should stand and honor it.
That's right. And let me tell you something. If I employ you as a job, it's not your job to make a political statement while I'm paying you by the hour
exactly.
or by the job to do something.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Thank you. Jeremy, give me your comment, and please, by all means, call in on Sunday, Jeremy. Sunday we're going to have a big show at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same phone number, 6 p.m. Jeremy, Stephen, hopefully you're not choking yourself and you could be here. You know, I don't know what, you know, I don't know why you disappear on me, but I would like you to participate in this conversation. Jeremy, go ahead. Give me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I agree with both of you guys. I mean, if you want to be a politician, go into politics. Don't be paid millions of dollars for a talent that you have and take advantage of the freedom that America offers. I mean, you can't go, I've said it before, you cannot go to any other country and make the money that you can here in professional sports. So why do you want to disrespect the flag of that country?
I agree. I agree 100%. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show here tonight. I want to pray for my sister, Stephen. You know my sister, Bridget. She has...
Yes, I do.
She's actually in the hospital. She had knee surgery, and apparently she came down with MRSA, which is a rare bacterial infection.
Oh, no.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, and she possibly could lose her life. She's in the hospital in surgery right now. She's being treated with antibiotics, and, you know, it don't look good. So say a prayer for her, and, she could lose her life. So that's what's been going on. But anyway, guys, Sunday night, we'll touch base on that. Listen, call in Sunday night, 6 p.m., you know, whatever happens, happens. But anyway, guys, thank you. God bless. Take care. And maybe you guys will be the winner this week. Who knows? Take care. God bless. Take care. I'm going to go ahead and end this show.
GTYL.
Thank you, Joe.
Take care.